You're listening to The Local Maximum, episode 276.
Time to expand your perspective. Welcome to The Local Maximum. Now, here's your host, Max Sklar.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. You have reached another Local Maximum. And for those of you looking at the video, you can tell this is going to be a little different. For those of you looking at the audio, you might not really understand this one, but we're going to give it the go ahead. So, for those of you who don't know, how do we even describe this one? Aaron and I went to high school together, and in 12th grade, we made this, we made a movie, essentially.
Did this start out like, was there a class project?
No.
Unit, something that prompted, well, this was completely our own.
We did do a class project on the Trickster in ninth grade where we did a movie. So that's where we had experience doing a film together. I wasn't even in the film class in school. So I didn't really know what I was doing. I was just kind of put together.
When you say film, this was not literally on old school film. However, no, was it all DV. Digital at that point?
Yes, but it was mini DV. I still have the camera. It's over there. And in fact, the tripod that we were using is the very same tripod that we still use in the Local Maximum, just because I don't see a reason to... Well, we have two tripods here, but I don't see a reason to update the tripod. I have a 2001 tripod over there and a 2021 tripod over there. They're 20 years apart. 2021 one is a little better, but I don't know. I don't think it's anything. Anyway,
the point I was trying to make is that we are old enough that I remember in probably still middle school going around with my family's camcorder, which recorded onto VHS tapes, mm-hmm. which was in fact, you know, magnetic reel to reel tape.
This is one of the first ones I did on digital, but it was mini DV tape. So still tape. Okay. So what do we remember about this show before we start? And we're going to do commentary. This is a 20 year review. And my apologies for any high school friends who maybe, if you want us to blur you out, I look into it. It's kind of too late. Yeah.
If you're just finding out now, it's too late.
So I feel like there's going to be stuff that I remember and stuff that I don't remember. But one of the things I remember about it very well is that, so I kept the storyline very simple. The town next door, I'm a bad dude. The dictator of Easton was a bad dude. It's called the Dictator of Easton. We lived in Weston. He was coming in. He was me. He was coming in to attack. Then he left because he was like bored or something. That's how we ended it. But
endings are tough.
Yeah, endings are tough.
Several novelists and film writers will.
But we kept the characters very one dimensional. It wasn't supposed to be like a huge character study, but it was kind of like a lot of maybe some political satire, which I don't think I could have been that good at back then. But I feel like some of it's going to hit hard even in 2021.
Well, and in the context of political satire, this was what? 2002
is when we came out. So I started writing it before 9/11, but most of it was written and all of it was recorded after 9/11.
So the peak of the Bush years.
Well, the beginning, yes. So it wasn't really, it wasn't at the point where we were in Iraq and those wars were like grating us down, but it was at the point, it's really a post 9/11 film almost. We'll see what that actually means in practice. Also, of course, that doesn't mean like, we were not filmmakers. It's not going to be very high production quality. It's going to be probably bad for high school. Even, today's high school are probably access to way more, to way more tech.
Well, yeah. The post YouTube generation has a lot more skill and knowledge and tools available to them compared to what we did.
And it was edited 20 years ago. Yeah. It was edited at the school and it was really difficult to edit. And I know some of the sounds got a little bit off kilter for some of it. So, all right. I don't know if there's anything else. Are you looking forward to something? Are you nervous? How much are we going to cringe today?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like there's stuff that I remember and stuff that I don't remember, and I don't know what's going to be. How long have we been talking here?
We're almost 5 minutes in.
Okay. Well, why don't we get started and we can stop as we go? And
So we'll this is a final warning to those of you listening to the audio stream that you might want to check out the video on this one to see what we're talking
okay.
about.
But we'll try to explain what's going on as we go. We're not going to actually watch the thing through. We'll stop at a few times if we want more commentary, but I think like we don't have to hear everything. We can like talk over certain things.
Okay, let's do this.
All right. Now, notice before we even start, it's we're not using the whole TV there, and that's because it's standard definition, so it's gonna it's gonna fill the top and the bottom. We're using a kind of a clip art, not clip art, but it's like a opening film reel that is a wide definition. It's not HD, but it's like it's wide. What's it called?
Widescreen?
Widescreen, but...
You did the editing on this, not me.
Well, so. I don't remember, but it's obviously widescreen that is embedded in standard definition, non-widescreen that's on my widescreen TV. So that's why there's an entire band of black around it. All right, so let's get started.
It's got a framing effect.
Can we hear it? Hope we can. Maybe there's no sound.
It's the artistic pre-roll here.
Yeah. Hopefully we can... Oh, no, there's a sound. Okay, we don't need to do it. Okay. By the way, being offended was good back then. So that was something. Nowadays, people would be crapping themselves, which they would, you know, they were a little bit back then, but not nearly as much. Okay. There we go.
Now, what is that font?
I think it's some kind of spooky Halloween font. Dictator of Easton. Oh, by the way, my nephew Liam currently has that globe.
That globe.
Yeah. I told him I got it for my 17th birthday. He didn't believe me. Oh, he thought it was
those
new.
Books on my bookshelf.
Yeah.
Not that book. I know where that book is though.
Waldo. Yeah.
Oh, hello.
A very young Aaron Bell.
Yeah, I haven't had that facial hair in a long time.
There have been elements in the population of the human species which must be exiled for the greater good of the community.
I feel like we should turn it up a little bit.
We can see here this rare artifact.
So I assume we were going for ridiculous with the outfit here, with the corduroy jacket, the shorts, and the winter boots.
Yeah, we could just pull something out.
From the primitive paradise of Weston, to the harsh and unforgiving land of Easton.
Now, one of the things I notice here, sorry to pause it, is like, you know, okay, your character is kind of setting us up as, okay, we're the good guys and Easton is the bad guys, but you're kind of a bit of a propagandist here, I think.
Oh, for sure, you know, yeah.
And also... I should have pointed out, like, we spent a lot of time on the, we didn't spend that much time on the chalk, but we definitely chalked this, and we did a lot of
hieroglyphics.
Yeah. And also, I wanted to mention,
I guess.
We played this in front of, like, the not the whole school and their parents, but it was, like, a night of student-led film and plays in Weston High School. So it was a lot of students and their parents, and I remember some of the reactions. So it was, so we'll see what happens next. Okay. My Indian set from when I was a child.
The European settlers arrive.
So is that woke or based? I'm not sure.
I guess it depends on your interpretation, but I think it was definitely explicitly wiping someone off the map there.
They too maintain the tradition of preserving the better lands of Weston for those who truly deserved it.
I love that pose.
A cruel dictatorship, with despot after despot coming into power, as Westonites became happier and happier and happier with their policy.
Very amazing score.
Saying good riddance to these people. In 1911, mass hysteria occurred when people viewed a nearby rock falling from the sky and believed it was an alien attack.
The use of props here is quite excellent.
Vorfahr Schlechter took tight control over Easton.
Who is that actually?
I don't know.
The mustache is excellent.
I should also point out that rock was based on, there was an 1807 rock that landed in Weston. And so that's actually a little bit of town history.
It was one of the earliest documented... Now I'm going to embarrass myself because I know there's a distinct difference between meteor and meteorite, and I'm not going
to
use.
I think it's the first thing that proven to be from off the planet. Landed in Weston, Connecticut, but not 1911, 1807.
I believe a piece of it resides at Yale University.
Yeah, that's true. So I don't know. This is some German dude from World War I, is my guess.
Could be Russian, but yes, very First World War vibes.
Okay.
Grandson of Vorfahr, Fart Schlechter.
Yeah, name myself Fart. I don't know. That's too easy of a.
We were amused by simple things back then.
Oh, I'm still amused.
So the bathrobe was definitely a distinctive choice.
A little bit Tony Soprano. Okay. I don't think I was watching The Sopranos then, but maybe it was in the zeitgeist, so I kind of picked it up. April 12th, 2002. I guess that was my birthday, so that's why I picked that up. Now this was what the Weston Fields used to look like. This has been remodeled since then. A few years later,
I have not revisited.
Yeah, so. I mean they kind of look the same. They just move things around a little bit. All right, so this is my dictator uniform. Some friends of ours. Can you name everyone who's passing? I think I probably can. Let's not call them out.
Attempting slapstick.
Yeah, some of it is good. Weston's got a lot of like woods, so you gotta. Yeah, there we go. Some of these establishing shots. Further outside the dictatorial mansion.
All salute the benevolent dictator of Easton, Fart Schlechter.
Well, there's definitely Lewis Morgan in the back. This was kind of outside my house growing up, and these rocks were always such a pain in the neck when I was trying to walk outside barefoot, so I decided to put it in the movie.
I remember growing up with a gravel driveway and being envious of all those who had paved driveways.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it gave me strong feet, although, I don't know, it doesn't feel like that. I'd probably make a commentary about this.
I ordered you to pave this road 10 years ago. What's going on?
Oh, well, you know.
Just check the time.
Any more funding and I'll have to give up that private movie theater I wanted for the basement.
You know what? What is this easy shit?
Good idea.
I think I put the music on a little too loud.
From now on,
in the editing.
I won't make you salute me when there's only one person here.
Well, you were ahead of your time, because now nobody can hear dialogue properly.
Yeah, anyway, well, we have no closed captioning.
Suddenly, I had a vision.
I'll tell you if it's important.
Vision of world domination?
Not this time. It was of my son.
So he has a flag that's very Nazi-esque. You definitely wouldn't want to put that on today. I mean... everyone got the joke, you know, and
it was not the most subtle thing.
There's also
not a movie of subtle.
Yeah. And also, as you pointed out before, there's also Enron was happening at the time. So it seemed like Easton evil. It all kind of came together.
I do like how the spy in the background is in the background of every shot, no matter what angle it's being taken from.
I love that. I feel like that is a really, that should be, that's like a good comedic film technique, you know? It's almost like, I feel like there's a lot of films in the 80s and 90s that would have had that sort of joke.
I don't know how clear it is that he is a spy, but I remembered that.
Yeah. So the dictator has a... kind of a priestly class here.
Give us an inspiring speech, or else you can't do this.
Verism is a noble. But the but the the religious class is not supporting the dictatorship, so they got to be taken out, I guess.
Let this be a lesson to anyone who thinks that... Oh, wait, there's no one here anyway. That's not going to work. Never mind, slave. Okay, it's nap time now. Can't believe I got up this early.
Yeah, literally referring to his...
I love how the spy is just... Yeah.
His assistant aide as slave is maybe a little too on the nose today.
Yeah.
Our fight choreography was also top notch.
That's a little bit of it. That was.
Did we make use of ketchup?
That's a pretty gruesome scene, man. Like I don't know if I would want to show that today. Oh yeah, playing my trumpet, man. My score is awesome.
You must realize there's.
And this is indeed the town hall of our. Our hometown.
Okay, well, hold on. Before we start, I want to play this again because, like, Chris Lungo, who plays the mayor, he did such a great job here being, like, this buffoonish mayor of Weston. So these are supposedly the guys who are supposed to defend the good guys. So I just want to...
Good now, guys, yeah. Mayor, in air quotes.
You must realize there's an election coming up.
Election? Oh, no. Okay. I promise to get serious from now on.
Now, Mr. Mayor, be sure to pay attention for the good of Weston.
It's 10 minutes after 10. That makes you 10 minutes late, Mayor.
Okay, meeting with the intelligence.
I need to sleep. You know I'm not alert without my sleep.
Oh, that's so true.
Thank you for that piece of intelligence information. Now, I'm a spy working for you. And besides, I had breakfast.
Product placement.
Yeah. Well, not only that, Snickers was voted in our yearbook as the most, as our favorite candy. And I feel like this movie had something to do with it. And the scene.
We need to talk. Intern!
Yes.
Was this before or after the Hangry campaign plan for Snickers?
No, this guy here's got something to tell me. Don't call me a guy. Call me a spy. And it's important. On a scale of 1 to 10, how important? 10. No, nothing is so urgent that it can disrupt my breakfast.
Man, we're not getting to the point here, but that's kind of the point.
I think I've forgotten how inept everybody is in this. Yeah.
Oh, that was a good that was a good transition. Now the sound, I think, is a little off. Ah, Ryan.
Must be those damn squirrels.
I don't know where he was getting his Western accent from.
Western, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Get the hell off my property!
Yeah.
Well, I claim this land from the dictator of Easton.
He's making it more like New Hampshire.
Well, I'm defending this here land for
and less
Weston.
Like Connecticut.
Well, you could keep your land so long as you let us use it for a military base.
I don't like no military bases.
Well, we'll throw in a free blender.
Some of this is ad-libbed.
Well, I don't know. Oh, hell, I suppose so.
Good.
I've fallen for gimmicks like that.
Yeah, I guess it was too early for the opposition to military bases to be...
Yeah.
In the water, so to speak.
Oh, I love this.
Is that another Snickers?
Snickers! I love Snickers!
You think?
You should thank my intern for making this wonderful, this excellent junk food hour platter. More M&Ms?
No, thank you.
You should really try the...
Sir.
It was also a good excuse to get all this stuff.
The dictator is planning an attack.
What reason?
It's a...
I never hurt him.
Tax write-off.
We don't have to worry.
Now, Mr. Mayor, you must be careful.
Exactly. Careful. Loot the bastards.
Now, why would we want to do that? We can't use that nuke. It has sentimental value.
Now, Mr. Mayor, we shouldn't start a fight.
This is pretty good.
At least position defenses on the border. Yeah, mouse traps and robots.
There'll be none of that.
It's a joke because you can't really hear what he's saying. There's roadblocks,
no
use or robots?
Of voters.
Oh, I definitely heard robots.
No preemptive strikes. No extra defenses. No roadblocks.
I think it said roadblocks in the script, but they kind of made it.
Into one more thing. Robots. Choke down a Dorito. None of us three
still had to look at the script.
Will tell anyone about our little conversation. Agreed?
No, Mr. Mayor. Oh, okay, agreed.
Agreed.
So all these leaking
the
scandals. Yeah.
She can't leave. I want to get all the junk food.
So we had leaking scandals. That's not new.
Claim, hang up the sign. Leave.
Okay, that I think
claim this
they still have this.
From the dictator of Easton.
I think that's
Hi. Have a nice hike. While you can.
Oh my God, that hits home.
I hereby claim this Devil's Den for myself.
Because they closed Devil's Den for COVID. And like, literally they had it closed for 2 years. You couldn't hike.
You're dying Navy military slave sleeping on my couch.
Now, just a second here. Just relax. He'll be out soon. Look, a squirrel! Squirrel! I hereby claim this land for me.
Well, goodbye.
Back so soon?
Sure, I was just swinging around the lake.
Okay, well, I hereby
the lake.
Make this claim.
You know, you really ought to replace that hammer.
Go take a hike.
Sorry.
Out of here!
Staying.
This land is
mine. Samantha, she had a pretty funny roll of that. Oh, that was the,
Who could that be?
Is it a flip phone?
Yeah. Remember those sounds?
Oh, hello, General.
Remember paying for ringtones?
Yep. Yeah.
Everything
well, this is pre
well.
That. This is before
when
that.
When will you be here? Okay, good. Is the army still loyal? Good. Okay. Yeah, I got the signs up and everything.
Oh, sure.
At Devil's Den now. Yeah, I'll take a lunch break, then I'll start with the South. Okay. See you then.
I could almost Bye. Imagine, like, people... This is definitely how, like, you would see an
it's
army
fun.
Working if you would just watch the news. Weston Center. Peter's Market. Lunchbox has been expanded since then.
I know they were under new management.
But... Yeah, Peter's Market also kind of just... Weston Forum has since gone out of business. Used to have its own newspaper, that town. That got ended in 2010s. Does that Nesquik still exist?
I think so.
I love these old product placements.
So,
do you know what this is?
It's a cat.
You are playing both the heroic and villainous lead here.
Yeah.
True, Peter Sellers turn.
Yes, I believe that you shared that with me at the time.
So I call the town meeting and the highest ranking citizen fit the job. You will lead it.
No, I don't understand why, what my job is here that I'm the highest ranking citizen. Like, am I still in the government or am I some kind of independent? Oh, yeah.
Looks like we have ourselves a military strategist.
What, me?
Yeah, there's Craig. Hold on, we got to pause that. So first of all, that last scene, that was actually, and I can't believe I remember that. That was the first scene that we taped. So, that was in Lunchbox because we had to get permission to go.
I was
going to
ask, what was involved in the negotiation to be able to film in an active business?
No, we just asked them to do it. I think we went there early in the morning or something. And and by the way, at the beginning, I kind of, when I was reading the paper, I believe I say something like a crazy woman wants her pizza. I think that was a couple years earlier. I'd been in a movie theater and there was some kind of blow up, some kind of fight because someone didn't get their pizza properly. And so it disrupted the movie, or maybe it was outside online. So anyway, I decided to bring it into the film. Let's watch how, Craig, let's watch him volunteer again. He's a military strategist. Oh, that's just
Looks
perfect.
Looks like we have ourselves a military strategist.
What, me?
Craig looking very young here. Young Craig now. We all look pretty young.
I will now proceed to enter this house without permission.
Hey,
Ryan, what's going on? This is my house. You don't have permission.
Of course I do. Said two open vehicles around here.
Perfect! A swivel chair!
I love how there's...
The mayor will stop you. I bet he's in his office right now, planning to expel you and destroy your worthless tyranny.
Snickers!
The cutaway feels very Family Guy.
Yeah, yeah. I think Family Guy...
I didn't know there was a mayor. I'll have to have a little chat with him.
I do like how he approaches the house and then states his intentions. I will now enter this dwelling
I'll
without permission.
You do.
That's very like James Bond, like explaining your intentions. I'll get there, but he's traveling on a swivel chair. And that was, this is
it's very efficient.
Rebecca Phillips, who is also in company with us. A lot of these people were from the plays, really, that I used to do in high school.
I now present to you our beloved mayor of Weston. I am the great mayor of this city. I mean, I am the mayor of this great city. Are there any questions?
I think now you would just unironically say, I'm the great mayor of the city.
What have you been doing?
Sold classroom.
Yes, well, I will answer that. For the last 15 years, I've kept Weston exactly the same. And I call that progress in a certain sense.
And this was before
I was just getting to that.
Level or lack of frequency of presidential press conferences was a topic of discussion.
I had a lengthy talk with a good dictator, and he talked some dollars into me. I mean, he talked some sense into me.
You know, I'm going to blame you for that pun.
Yeah, that's... I take responsibility.
I'm too old for this job, so I've decided that it would be a good time for me to retire to my mansion.
I love how he's the only one with the suit. We just kept the announcement in there.
I am confident that you all can handle this slight problem on your own, because I won't. You're all screwed, you little bastards.
Now, Mr. Mayor,
always hassling me, telling me what I'm doing wrong. Now, Mr. Mayor, silence, you fool!
These guys are so great.
Excuse me.
I hope you hit a lot of traffic on the way.
I love how this is like, oh God. There's such a feeling of what it's like to grow up in Weston in this film, I think.
Oops, almost forgot my face.
This got a big laugh in the audience, I remember. And people kept like, you know, but he forgot his Snickers.
Thank you, General, for helping me carry out this campaign.
Oh, very good
I've
sound.
I've been awaiting your arrival for quite some time. Now we shall push onward.
That would be
Speaking of pushing
Jake.
Onward, can't you push this
Another,
chair any
company.
Faster?
No.
Person. I don't know if I should use their last
well,
names. Probably
it.
Not.
And so, the General escorted the dictator to me. Oh, no.
It's a local.
I love this.
Arrest him for treason.
Diegetic twist where the narrator ends up in the story.
Yes.
And I thought I applied for the safest role. I never said you were going to do this. What are you doing?
Getting a little bit of a Milton from Office Space vibe here.
Yeah.
We believe in freedom of speech.
Not anymore.
Calling people, accusing people of treason and taking away their freedom of speech. That'll never happen.
Good. We are now in a position to wipe
out the
capital.
Yeah.
We need catapults, bombs, rocks, chewing gum.
The army will take care of that.
Okay, now we have a town meeting.
It went up a tree and I followed it. And then...
Squirrels
are crazy. I hate squirrels.
Oh, I love the position that Craig is in this...
This meeting was called so we can fight off this Eastern menace. Now, to be honest with you, I haven't been to these meetings in a while, so... can anyone tell me what went on at the last meeting?
A little too much of... What's this Star Wars music?
Oh, yeah. I don't know which. Is this the Imperial March?
Yeah, I think so.
I can't see the scene without thinking of the, was it, you know, Occupy Wall Street, and when they tried to do everything by consensus.
Yeah.
This was certainly long before
that. You know,
debacle.
All this stuff is
1911.
Yeah, my granddaddy was at that one. There was a big hoopla at the time about a rock falling from the sky. Something about aliens coming down to get us.
Well, for some reason, this movie reminds me of, like, Mars Attacks. I feel like I wasn't that into it.
But there's a stockpile of fast food underground.
Fast food? Put it in Western.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We didn't have...
In the 1950s, the McDonald's Corporation decided to open up a famous chain in this town. The locals wouldn't allow it. So the company, seeing profit in the location, built their fast food stop in the street. And now lies 50 feet below the ground.
In a concrete bunker.
What are we waiting for? Let's fight!
That's Eric, who is also in Weston High School Company.
Maximus
from Gladiator, which I read recently that has been considered one of the best movies of the era. At the time, it was considered, you know, good, but...
Everyone, listen to our strategist. Now, all you guys are going to help just like a weapon or something, like a stick or something. So I'll be coming up on the road over there, so we'll just pop out of the bushes. And isn't that great? I came up with that all by myself.
Craig is actually really, really good in this.
I like that Ryan, having been running around waving a gun at everything, gets all excited about picking up a stick.
Yeah.
Go dig down to the concrete bunker and get us our food supplies.
Concrete bunker. I didn't say something else.
Now, I need someone to be an ambassador. To find other town that will help us.
Yeah, sure, I'll do it.
Okay, so we're at the library here. Oh, but this was actually filmed in the school library.
You mean a false establishing shot? Yeah. How dare you?
Yeah, that's actually my sister. Oh, and she was in ninth grade at the time.
Can I help you?
Yes, I demand the following books. You must hand them over immediately.
You will need to check them out. Your Weston library card, please.
Will my Easton card do?
Yes, of course, but that means I'll have to run you through a background check.
Wait, stop! A background check because he's from Easton? That's racial profiling. You can get into a lot of trouble for that.
You are right. Go ahead.
That got a big reaction from the crowd, and it made me uncomfortable.
So why are we burning all these books again?
In order to crush the
I totally forgot we had a book burning scene in this.
Okay. So first of all, the racial profiling thing, let me add more color to that.
I did not see that one coming. That one was completely lost.
No, I think it was not. I think people took it as way more of a political statement than I meant it. I was just trying to be silly, but I guess I was very naive that it was such a hot button issue. And today, imagine if we made this today.
Well, orders of magnitude more.
Also, watching this, it's like, oh, you have no idea what the thing is about to get. So yeah, book burning, which I think you always had like, and I believe you know book burning is wrong, and we know that we've both been against censorship and pro free speech for many years. But you have this
butt coming on.
Yeah, you have this kind of you seem to like the idea a little bit. So something about it appeals to you.
A young me was definitely a little bit of a firebug.
Okay.
We must destroy the stronghold of knowledge and enlightenment.
What kind of books are these? Great Holmes?
Was that like a Martha Stewart magazine?
Weston magazine?
It probably doesn't exist anymore.
Moby Dick?
Complete blasphemy.
Well, yeah, Moby Dick is a sore spot for me because of
all.
Plagiarism accusation in high school English.
We're going to have to hear more about this at some point. But you were falsely accused of plagiarism on a book by Moby Dick. Also, they made us read freaking Moby Dick. What was the point of that? And secondly, we turned the... we didn't actually burn Moby Dick.
Moby Dick is not actually that large. These are old yellow pages, which...
Yeah.
Children, ask your parents... You used to have to look up phone numbers in a book.
Yeah, but they apparently weren't that valuable because I could just burn my parents' yellow pages.
Well, they'd give you a new one every year because people moved.
Yeah, and I definitely did not get in trouble for that. So, in fact, that could have been an old one. They probably went lying around, so.
I do seem to recall that it was surprisingly difficult to get the book to actually burn
thoroughly. Oh, no, that looks good. That's missed, like, yeah, that's
this,
a great
this
shot.
Was like 30 minutes later.
Maybe, yeah. It was really important to you to get that shot, wasn't it?
To our wonderful
your brother.
Liquid Ball team.
Indeed.
We have much to discuss, and as you know, Weston is under attack.
It's like, I need actors,
so
Aaron. You gotta know someone. Get your brother in here.
So, Wilton, one of our other neighboring communities.
Why don't you head on down and get some refreshments?
Shut up! The dictator of Easton is almost taking over our town. Your town may be next. Anybody here want to help us in our fight for freedom? Nobody? Well, that's what I thought. Goodbye.
It started off so strong with a passionate speech.
We're just not the fighting type here. Later, we will discuss the much more important issue about what to do with the people who chase the poor little mice out of their house. Now, should we arrest those citizens with dogs that bark too loud? Yes or no?
Important,
by the way,
town meeting issues.
And you know, it's we really infused into this work of art a very good sense of the type of I don't know, the types of issues maybe we were dealing with in rural Connecticut, or I don't know, help me out here, what am I saying?
This was a time when you didn't so much think globally and act locally. It's that you both thought and acted locally.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and look, and you were allowed to have a trampoline without being penalized. So let's see. I don't know. For some reason, I was like, let's do a scene on the trampoline. I don't know why, but it was just like, because we get to use the trampoline.
I don't know where we're going next with this.
Yeah, okay. Another town meeting. It's a political thriller, you know.
Mr. Smith goes to Connecticut.
We've tried everything, but I'm afraid that nothing has worked. The dictator
has
entered
our
homes, our schools. His forces have destroyed our commercial centers, our government.
It's a pretty good speech.
And they sparked terror
I mean,
and fear.
It's a capitulation speech, but it's probably the most it's probably our most articulate. Oh, it is.
We must all leave immediately. Oh, how am I going to tell them this? Well, I guess that wasn't so bad.
The slow clap.
It was quite
entertaining. Every 80s movie has a slow clap, doesn't it?
But I'm afraid you won't be leaving this town, Maximus. I hereby claim you a slave to the dictator of
Got it. You're one point for the resistance.
I forgot about you. Hey, did you reach that fast food joint?
You know, actually, I did. But you wouldn't believe it. Through all those hours of digging, they closed right when I got there.
It sucks. Well, I'm afraid you've been on the ground this whole time. You haven't got the news, see? The resistance is over. We lost.
Oh, my dictator! The resistance lives! I must warn my master!
Oh, the cheap laughs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's over.
Hey, at least we got the laughs.
I do not have time to watch TV. As my newest capture, you shall watch for me.
No problem. Could you pass me the clinger?
Don't push it, you dirty Westernite scumbag. I anger easily.
My liege! I'm sorry to report that the rebels are still
Look at
among
that
us.
Oh, we can take care of them. Go and get the army out there.
Well, about
this is
that
a good
army.
Shot.
You make a better door than a window. I can't see the screen.
I have a confession to make. You see, there is no army. We couldn't afford it.
What is this?
So what do we do now?
Russia?
No.
Or screw.
It's a lot. It's a lot of places.
Fight, they outnumber us 302.
I'm sorry, Craig, you have your last
They'll
name.
Kill me. Both of us!
Quiet! I can't hear the Simpsons.
We'll get them next time. Not for long, Maximus! Retreat!
There's something great about that last scene where he's just watching the Simpsons while
I guess we're outing all of the
oh yeah, well, that's okay. But most people watch audio anyway, right?
No, nobody sits around for the credits. What now,
yeah.
Is there a post-credit scene? Because this was definitely pre Marvel.
Yes, there's a post-credit scene.
So that
I distinctly
really
remember. Yeah. Hey, yeah.
I guess we didn't have an overture, so it's not old school film.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There you are in the post credits. You're in the post credits, and you don't even remember there's a post credits.
Ah! And so,
prisoners of Weston were freed from bondage, and narration capabilities were restored to their rightful owner.
Oh, God. Special thanks to my parents. Oh, special condemnation to some guy in the school that was always preventing us from using the... Choose her the Snickers bar, Audrey Headland. I got to stop there because she's actually in the sequel, but she was also in the plays a lot. And actually, her sister was on the credits for that show that we watched recently.
Russian Doll.
Doll, yeah. So that's pretty interesting. All right. The production was edited in Weston High School and later at 1775 of Silliman College at Yale University. So that's when I kind of went through and updated it a little bit. Although it still needs quite a bit of updating. I still have the raw footage still, interestingly. So we could make it.
I assume this all rights reserved, all wrongs reserved is your doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, all of this is my doing. I wrote this whole thing. I think there's actually more.
The Westonites think they have won. But I have a plan that will subjugate them for good. Wah!
Yeah, that was really creepy.
that is indeed unsettling.
Yeah, come on. We have to come up with an ending to this movie. Does anyone know how to end the movie? No one?
I think that was real.
So that,
all right.
That feels very Monty Python.
Yeah.
Like we said before, and endings are hard.
Yeah, for sure. Now, I have a trailer for this one, but I also have a trailer for the sequel. We're not going to watch the sequel today, but this was kind of funny. You want to watch this trailer for the sequel before we talk about it and head out?
We can give it another 30 seconds.
How long have we been recording?
We're at 41 minutes and
okay,
a half.
Okay, good. So we have time to watch this a little bit.
Jock jams.
Yeah. A lot more weapons in this one. More Doritos, more guns, more books, more laziness.
Are you ready for this?
So I remember none of the plot from the sequel. So,
yeah, I kind of...
And that doesn't particularly enlighten me, other than... Now,
yeah, there's...
Rated ZX32.6.
Yeah, I made that up. It's unrated, not unrated. It's general audience, but you know. I remember a little bit of the plot, but there were populist riots in that one, and we definitely had a bunch of depictions of civil unrest. I don't remember how it fit into the story, but I can watch it later, and I can go over the story. So, all right. So let's.
What are the takeaways here?
Okay. So I feel like.
Other than we were a weird bunch of kids in high school.
No. I feel like there's more takeaways. I feel like a lot of this stuff is still relevant. a lot of the political observations we were making, and again, we weren't that. We were smart high school kids, but we weren't. We weren't there to make like. A devastating critique of the socioeconomic system or anything like that. But I feel like a lot of the references made, I mean, some of the pop culture references like Gladiator or whatever, some of the references made, and I talked about it throughout the show, are still very much true. They're kind of universal, whether it's, losing your civil rights, having powerful people thinking they're way more powerful than they are, whether it's concerns about I don't want to get into the whole racial profiling thing some ideas on propaganda here. There's a lot of ideas in here that I feel like I have carried that I feel have carried me to where I am today.
My first reaction to the racial profiling thing was that I would not have thought that long ago that was as triggering is probably not the right word, but that you could get somebody to flip flop on what they were doing by throwing that out there.
I think you could.
I think it's one of the, like many things, that we think it's new, but it's been there all along, and
I think
just
you
forgotten
could.
How present these things were.
I think you were just allowed to make a joke about it that was just a joke that wasn't that where people weren't going to assume what your position was or what your feelings were like they would today.
Well, and I think the portrayal that everybody is either evil,
yep,
corrupt,
right,
or incompetent,
yep,
while not 100% accurate, will get you through most situations. If you put everyone in one of those three camps, you may not always be right, but you're not going to be so far from it.
I think the character that really comes out on top in the end of this is Craig. which I didn't know what that's saying.
He seems to get exactly what he wants.
No matter what happens. and the junk food references. Yeah,
something to be said for survivors.
Yeah.
That scathing commentary on the mega corporations that are the fast food organizations. I think that was,
I guess.
Well, so was this before Super Size Me and all that came along?
I think it was before, actually. Yeah, because I think that was 2003. I think that if you're talking about, I more can be said probably about Chris Lungo's portrayal of the mayor. Sorry, I said his last name. It's funny because I could see him like struggling with his lines a little bit, like he was kind of peering at the script sometimes. But it was just hilarious the way he did it. I don't know how he got that, where he got that from. I think we did a play. I think we did Inherit the Wind one year where he was portraying Williams Jennings Bryan, another politician, much smarter than the mayor of Weston in this particular. By the way, Weston has no mayor. So
I was going to say, it's not digging at any particular person. It's select board form of government. But so I think that was intentional to obfuscate a little bit,
to give
us a focal point.
Yeah, I had no idea who was running the.
I have to revise my previous theory because one of the few characters who seemed to know what they were doing and be capable was the spy.
Was the spy and the intern.
Very few characters had names.
And the spy plays a big role in the sequel as well.
They were effective in what they were trying to do, but did it change the outcome in the way that they wanted? Maybe not so much.
Yeah. I think
not incompetent, but maybe not effective. I guess
it's funny
how you define effectiveness.
And I wouldn't have thought of it in these terms at that time, but I almost saw I almost saw the people at the bottom of the organization as being the ones responsible for the success or failure, and not the people leading those organizations. Probably it still rings true.
It's exactly the opposite vibe of the person at the top feeling I'm surrounded by idiots. It's no, that there's an idiot surrounded by people who might be capable.
Yeah.
Insert either one of the current or preceding presidential administration as a example of that to your liking.
I wonder. Yeah, I'm very curious to know what our audience is going to take away from this, or if they're just like, "What are you guys doing? Why, let's get back to regularly scheduled programming."
This is a little self-indulgent, but hopefully someone out there will be equally as amused at this as we are.
Yeah, I'm going to watch the sequel. I don't think we need to do another one for the sequel, but I'll definitely report back on what there was. There was a fantastic scene in the sequel where the spy Lewis I took the camera into Devil's Den and I had him running around Devil's Den with his sword, but then also I would intersperse it with scenes from the NES version of Zelda. Nice. And I'd have the scene in Zelda where it's, his name is not Zelda, it's Link, right? Where Link picks up the map and then I cut right to the spy opening up the map and trying to figure out what's going on. And it's literally a map of Devil's Den, which is, I don't think people know what that is. That's the Nature Conservancy, just basically a bunch of walking paths around there.
Yeah, it's a couple hundred acres of conserved land out in the woods.
Open to the public, but closed twice, once by the dictator of Easton, and secondly, under the COVID regime, where apparently the trees were going to get you. So they had to close it for 2 years. I think I'm going to think a lot more on this. Maybe we'll, I don't know if we'll talk about this later. Maybe we'll talk about it on the locals, maximum.locals.com. And before I start rambling, maybe we should head off. Do you have anything else that you want to say?
No, just this brought back a lot of memories, and I'm pleasantly surprised by some of the things I'd forgotten were in there.
Yeah, pleasantly surprised. So it wasn't as cringe as I thought it might be. Although because we were able to do commentary, it was a little cringe, but you know, not as
it helps that at least as I perceive it right now, we are just watching this alone.
Right.
If our audience was in the room with us today, I would be a lot more. A lot more anxious about what just happened.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Maybe this will be a usual thing. Film review on the local maximum. I don't know. All right. I think that's it for today. And I'm glad we got to see what growing up in Weston in the turn of the millennium was like. A little bit, I think, from that film. All right. Have a great week, everyone. That's the show. To support the local maximum, sign up for exclusive content and our online community at maximum.locals.com. The Local Maximum is available wherever podcasts are found. If you want to keep up, remember to subscribe on your podcast app. Also, check out the website with show notes and additional materials at localmaxradio.com. If you want to contact me, the host, send an email to localmaxradio@gmail.com. Have a great week.
Feel the power.